Hey, and welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast, episode 330. Today, I'm sharing how moms can re-enter the workforce after 2020. This is kicking off our May 2021 series, a special month dedicated to working moms as I navigate that transition myself. So let's jump right in. In a recent Washington Post op-ed, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, I am still not over saying those words. I love that phrase. I'm going to say it as much as I can. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris herself called the status of women in the workforce a national emergency. She was citing data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that shows in 2020, some 2.5 million American women exited the workforce altogether. That's a massive amount of people. And while men didn't have it off that much easier, there were only 1.8 million men who exited the workforce altogether, meaning they were not only employed, but they were also no longer looking for work. So 2020 has clearly had a disruptive impact on the lives and careers of working professionals, working women especially, and working parents who found themselves all of a sudden making these impossible choices between going to work or supporting kids through their own intensive changes when public schools shifted to virtual learning or shut down altogether. In February, the New York Times released a special report called A Primal Scream: America's Mothers Are in Crisis. And I remember reading it in the newspaper form because I get the Sunday Times delivered, and just story after story was so raw and so real as they chronicled real women's stories as each of them kind of found their own way to the same tough decision, stepping back or exiting careers they'd built over the course of decades in order to care for family members who desperately needed their attention and support. So it's very clear that the COVID-19 global pandemic knocked so many of us off course in countless ways. But there's reason to be hopeful. There's a lot of good news on the horizon. Economists are already seeing early signs of a hiring boom, and many of them expect the rise in employment to continue throughout 2021. It also looks like the swift rollout of vaccines, at least here in the United States, means that many schools are planning to reopen in person at full capacity this fall. And that is a total game changer for working parents in particular. So if you or someone you love is navigating jumping back into the workforce after 2020 knocked them off their career path, I want to share four quick ways to get your career restarted. First is to clarify your potentially new kinds of needs. You know, whenever you're faced with a pivot point in your career, it's so important to start with your end goal in mind. Things with your family may have changed, the world has certainly changed, and your career has changed. So it makes sense that your goals may have shifted as well. One of my favorite writers and researchers in the Harvard Business Review, Herminia Ibarra, suggests that career pivoters navigating a change after COVID embrace what's known as a liminal period, that uncomfortable time in between a past that's gone and a future that's still really uncertain. Liminality can be an unpleasant state to inhabit emotionally, writes Ibarra. People going through it feel unmoored, lose their bearings, and oscillate between holding on and letting go. But this fraught stage is a necessary part of the journey because it allows you to process a lot of complex emotions and conflicting desires, and ultimately prevents you from shutting down prematurely and missing better options that still lie ahead. So, how can you make the most of this liminal period? Make time for meaningful reflection, journaling, talking things out with a trusted friend, meditation, or whatever kind of practice helps you find clarity. Be sure to consider what your must-haves and what your nice-to-have needs are for the next job that you'd be willing to take. I always say you got to start your job search by aiming high, and then, if need be, compromise later. Tip number two is to explain your time out of work without apology. New research from LinkedIn shows that nearly half of hiring managers say they'd hire a working mom who's taken a career break because, they say, she's likely to be hardworking, have strong time management skills, and patience. Furthermore, when it comes to explaining a career break during an interview, nearly 60% of hiring managers agree that parents should highlight any career breaks they've had on their resume and proactively share the value of taking this time off. The bottom line here is don't let anyone make you feel ashamed or embarrassed for what's transpired in your career, especially in this past year. No one should be passing judgment on the impossible set of choices that working parents faced in 2020. Much less if you ever choose to take time off from your career. You know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't be shaming anyone for making that choice. So be sure to proceed with kindness for yourself. Give yourself some grace and lead with confidence in the skills that you bring to the table. Tip number three is to negotiate for the flexibility you need. If coming back to work full-time feels impossibly daunting, especially after taking time off to care for others full-time, keep in mind that there are creative, flexible options available too. FlexJobs.com is a great job searching platform that specializes in curating a vetted list of job opportunities, i.e. not scams, none of these MLM predatory pyramid schemes, that are in fact offering real, true, meaningful W-2 employment with remote and flexible work options. Some are full-time, some are part-time. So head to flexjobs.com to learn more about that. Job sharing is another growing and fascinating trend, and it's exactly what it sounds like. You split up a full-time traditional role with another person, your job share partner. There are tons of great resources that Melissa put together over at workmuse.com if you want to learn more about how you can make job sharing work for you. I also interviewed Melissa Nicholson of Workmuse on Bossed Up's episode 136, Is Job Sharing the Secret to True Work-Life Balance? So definitely check that out to learn more. I'll drop a link in today's show notes. And finally, part-time, freelance, and contract gigs are always an option as well. You just want to be aware that it's sometimes harder to find those job opportunities when companies are hiring mostly full-time positions. That said, don't be afraid to be assertive here. I've seen plenty of consultants find success in approaching a company, for example, who's posted a full-time bookkeeper position, and then they've made their case to the company as to why they'd be better off hiring a part-time bookkeeper as a contractor instead. And I know a lot of consultants and a lot of business owners, frankly, who do very well in sort of treating a job posting as a business development opportunity. Just remember when you're setting your consulting or contractor rates that you'll end up being taxed at a much higher rate as a 1099 contractor because you'll be taxed as a business and that employer will be seen as your client. So you'll be paying a much higher tax rate than a W-2 employee would. So adjust your rates up accordingly. And don't forget, almost any job can become a more flexible job. So don't think that any opportunity is off the table if it's just not listed with the flexible benefits you're looking for, whether it's, you know, part-time schedule or remote work options. I always recommend to my job search clients that if you find an opportunity that seems like a great fit, first do everything you can to secure the offer and then negotiate for the flexibility you need to sustainably succeed there. Tip number four, my final words of wisdom here, are to job search like a mother. Once you've mastered the first three steps I talked about here, it's time to jump into the job search in earnest. But keep in mind, Mama, you've already demonstrated that you can do difficult things. I'm recording this podcast while just over 4 months pregnant with my first child, and I am in awe of the strength it takes to not only grow a human being, but what I anticipate actually bringing a baby into this world is going to be like too. So if you have already given birth to a human, you can bring a new job opportunity into your life as well. I guarantee it. You're just going to need to call on that same grit, consistency, and resilience that's required of you in child rearing too. I recommend adopting what I lovingly refer to in my negotiation workshops as a mama bear mindset, a willingness to fight for whatever you and your loved ones need. Just keep in mind, you don't have to do this alone. Not only are there millions of women navigating the same workforce reentry process right now, but there are millions more who are employed who want to see you succeed too. So seek out support, accountability, connections, referrals, and advice early and often. And know that this Bossed Up community is here to help you each and every step of the way. I've got tons more resources, articles, and a lot of the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Harvard Business Review references linked in today's corresponding blog post at bossedup.org/episode330. And if you want to get even more details as to the, you know, the step-by-step methodology I recommend for re-entering the workforce, check out my new video course available on LinkedIn Learning called Career Strategies for Women Re-entering the Workforce After 2020. It's linked in today's show notes and at the bottom of today's corresponding blog post, along with Hired, our job search accelerator that is helping so many job seekers get practical, tactical, hands-on advice and support in accelerating the job search process, or our ultimate job search guide for the modern woman. You can find both at bossedup.org/get hired or bossedup.org/job search. I'm sending you all the best, all the courage you need to proceed with confidence that you will get through this, you will get back on track, and you will be able to be there for yourself, for your children, and for your career. And until next time, let's keep bossing together in pursuit of our purpose and in living true to that original motto of America's first ever Black Women's Club, set way back in 1896. Let's continue to lift as we climb.